We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, welcome back.
I tell you, I don't know if everybody knows, but this is the week of Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if everybody got that figured out. Thanksgiving's Thursday this week. I want to make sure everybody understands that. And I'm going to leave early, but I tell you right now, we got a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
We're not going anywhere.
We got tons to be thankful for. I mean, I tell you, this crazy world we live in, these crazy things going on and everything else, and we live here. And we, you know, I want to shout out to a lot of the churches and the nonprofits that are having on Thanksgiving, they're doing, they're having dinner. I mean, for the people that don't have, where I get to go, it'll be 25 of us in our home, all family stuff. We give those people volunteering their time. I wish I'd do that myself. And I know our church does it, and I know a lot of other churches do. And there's so many, Interfaith Shelter, all those people. So that's a fantastic thing to give back and to give your time to do that. So, you know, enjoy Thanksgiving, but let's be thankful for incredible country we live in and our community and everything else. Speaking of incredible,
Wendy Clifton has flown in.
I did. I flew a long way.
She walked across the street.
I walked
from a frame above.
I did walk across the street. I do want to say really quickly on what you just said, Rick, is that I don't know if everybody knows that the Busy Bee sold recently to her name's Candy, and I wished I knew her last name, but I don't. She is giving back to her community already by offering to anybody who wants to come to the Busy Bee on Thanksgiving. She's giving Thanksgiving dinner, and I think it's going to make I think it's a wonderful thing. She's already giving back to her community, and that's what Shop Local, that's what Local does, is we give back to our community all the time. And I do want to say that I watched a little show on documentary on Shop Small Saturday and what it does, and that day puts about $14 billion back into the economy across the United States on Shop Small Saturday. And just think how much we can put back into our own community for Shop Small Saturday to give back to our own community. And what people don't understand is it's like 60-some percent of what Brink comes into local businesses, Gilbert's, Toy House, Trips Auto, everybody that's in local, about 60% of that goes back into the community. We employ people. We give back through the energy. We give back through the rent. We give back through everything. So it's extremely important to support Shop Small Saturday. And we're going to do ours at a frame above in a big way, I think.
So what's going on there?
Well, we will be open from 10 to 2. 11 to 1, we're having Kevin Nichols come in and play, which he's our local musician, and he's marvelous, and we're so excited to have him in the store. And we are going to have Dale Fisher. They are doing a book signing with his new book, which is Jackson County Visions of the Eagle, which, if you've not seen this book, it is one of the best books going about Jackson County. The pictorial of this county is absolutely beautiful. And when Dale started it, he didn't have too much good to say about Jackson County, but when he finished it, he realized we live in a gem and a treasure in this community and in the state of Michigan and in the United States. So we're excited to have him in the store. We are going to also give 4 passes to Night Lights, which is another local run event that goes on through December. I think a little bit past December. Goes on maybe right after Christmas. It's a local gentleman that has this, John Spink, over at Jackson County Fairgrounds. He starts right after the fair is over, starting to put up lights, so we're giving 4 passes to that. And I also want to say 10% of our sales that day will go to our Jackson Community Food Bank, which we want to give back, and what a better way to give back. That's one of the local charities we give to consistently is the Jackson Community Food Bank. So, and you can also on that day pop a small Shop Small balloon until they're gone. There'll be a prize in those balloons to give back. So we're excited at A Frame Above and all the things that are going on down there.
A Frame Above has really changed. I was down there Friday for the parade.
Wasn't that fun, that parade? Oh my gosh, that was the best way to kick off the construction being over. You can get anywhere you need to go downtown, basically, almost at any time. We survived. We're excited. I want to hear a big shout out. Everybody clap. Hey. Please. Hey. we wanted to do it right. We wanted to do it well. And I give a shout out to Dunnigan for being ahead of schedule. And I want to say all of the workers from city to whatever that work downtown, those guys were polite. They were great. They helped whenever they could. So we're just real thankful it's over. But yes, the frame above has gone through kind of a little metamorphosis. It's changed a little bit.
You've added a lot to the
store.
We
have added fashions to our store. We have beautiful wraps and sweaters and hats and gloves and just you name it, we've got it. And we tried to do it unique and different because downtown Jackson, I don't believe anywhere else sells clothes downtown. It's new to us. We're just getting into it, but we have absolutely gorgeous, unique pieces of clothing downtown along with everything else that we have. So
you still do framing?
Yes. A Frame Above believes that every custom framing tells a story, and we preserve those stories to last a lifetime. And if you get something framed for Christmas, those smiles go along. You can look at it on your wall. It goes on long after Christmas is over. So we're also excited about that. So A Frame Above has become Jackson's most unique fashion gift and framing boutique because we also have gifts. We have a little bit of color books, not like Phil does, but we do have that. And I said I knew somebody that was a smoker. And she got picked up one of the coloring books, and she didn't even realize the night was over, and she never picked up a cigarette. So, Phil's right; it is therapy; it does work. So, if you wanna think about just having some good time, that's a good thing to do. We do carry a little bit of we have Raggedy Ann in our store. It's the 100th anniversary of Raggedy Ann, so we have her in the store. And it's nice to have different things, and that's what A Frame Above does. We try to be unique and different.
So $14 billion, is that what you said?
$14 billion, if I heard it right, and I think I did. Phil would probably say that. $14 billion on one day goes back into the entire United States. And Jackson, if you shop small, you're going to get a piece of that pie to go back into your own community, which nothing says better than giving and supporting your own community, and that's a great way to do it. And downtown Jackson, we are going to be hopping with a lot of things from all the different stores, everybody in restaurants. We're all going to be doing something different. So it's a great time to come down and do that. So, and A Frame Above is excited to be part of that, especially with Kevin Nichols for music and Dale Fisher for his book signing and giving back to our community to the food pantry. It's a really cool thing to do.
Sounds like you're fired up.
I am excited. I'm excited about downtown Jackson. I was a little worried in March that we may not be standing at the end of the construction, but we're here along with a lot of the rest of us, and we worked hard. We had great customers that would come down and say, you know what, I came down purposely to buy from you, to be with you, so I want you here when it's over. And we have something else in at A Frame Above that Phil's got a lot more of it than we have at the Toy House, but we have rock star parking next to our building, excuse me, in spots 2, 3, 4. So if you can't find parking on the street, which there's usually a spot out front, but spots 2, 3, 4 are designated for A Frame Above in the Blake Building parking lot, and you're welcome to park there. Just please be aware of that other spots are paid for through other people in the building. And so be mindful of that. But we love to spoil you with Rockstar Parking with those three parking spots.
Thanks, Wendy. Have a great day.
We wish everybody a Merry Christmas and happy
Wendy day. Clifton, Frame Above.
All right. Next up, by way of WKHM's home office. Phil thought the show was there today. We have Phil Tripp here from
Good morning.
Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center. Welcome, Phil.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about you
this
guys?
Weather? Oh, it's
well, you love this weather, don't
well,
you?
That's right. Well, I don't create any of it, you know, the accidents. We just fix them.
I hear you.
Boy, what a beautiful snowstorm we had here.
Unbelievable. I mean, at this time of year, I think you want snow, don't you? I really like it. I mean, it's great. It's beautiful.
Well,
it's fun. We've got
to have it through Christmas. You know?
I got it through Christmas. Maybe
it's
through January.
It's going to help the shoppers. Trust me, people buy more when there's snow on the ground when you go Christmas shopping.
Well, they do.
It's good for the wreckers and the batteries and the tire
right.
companies and the car sales and the body shops.
Not the insurance guys, but other than that, what the heck? You know?
See, this is the time you got to pay out.
But no.
How's deer season, Phil?
You know what? People need to be very careful. It started. There's deer hits all year long, but Jackson is one of the counties that are really blessed with a ton of deer, and we fix probably close to 1,000 deer hits a year. And when I say 1,000, I don't mean just a whole bunch. I'm talking 1,000. We have in our shop right now over 100 cars that have hit deer in the last 3 weeks. And
wow.
you know, the danger is that people swerve and then they go off the road or they hit something else. You know, so right now is the time that people got to really pay attention. But it's, you know, the time change. Literally, you can set your watch that it's going to happen. That's also the rut season. And that following weekend after that time change, we had a dozen cars towed in, all hitting deer. And so people really need to be careful. But the key is to not swerve, but to just brake. But half of the, probably close to half of the deer hit the cars. People don't hit the deer. The deer is slamming into the side or the back end of cars. So it's a very dangerous time right now. You got to be careful.
But if you swerve, it's probably going to be worse.
For sure. People get hurt that way. You know, that's when accidents happen that people get hurt at. You got to just brake and stay straight. My son hit a deer on the way to school here just a week and a half ago. Luckily, not a lot of damage to the car, but...
You charge him double?
Yeah, well, he says there's no damage. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah.
It's his mom's car. But, you know, it was slippery this morning, too. Ice after all that snow melting yesterday. A lot of intersections, a lot of side roads. People got to be very mindful of that.
So one thing you guys do, Phil, is you sponsor a lot of events around town. And
yeah.
They're already coming out?
Yeah, well, you know what? We got the Chili Cook-Off that's happening in January. And when we started our business, it was just an automatic. You give back to the community. You know, it's we started with Little League teams, and then we just worked our way up. A lot of really great events like the Hot Air Jubilee or the Civil War Muster. You know, there's car shows, different kind of events that are happening in Jackson. We do some stuff in Lansing also. But it'll kick off soon with the Chili Cook-Off. You know, we do some stuff with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra that I'm really excited. Of course, they're doing their Christmas concert on the 13th at St. Mary's, but you got to definitely get tickets in advance because you won't get in the place.
Yeah.
And we're we did some stuff with the theater, you know, the Michigan Theater, and Steve this last year sponsored and show, so...
Civil War?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've committed to that for another 3 years. So we're excited about that.
A lot of keeping you busy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you know, it's, you know, everybody sitting here, they're givers. And it's, I love Jackson. You know, it was an odd conversation, but probably about 4 or 5 months ago, you know, a guy was talking to me and he said, you know, you really believe this crap, don't you? He said, you really love Jackson, don't you? I said, well, yeah, I do. And he said, well, I hate it. And he moved to Oklahoma. He did. But it's like, you really believe it. I'll tell you what, the reason why I live in Jackson, because I could live other places, is, you know, this is home and people are good. And just like giving back, it's, could you imagine if just a few more businesses did what the people in this room do and a lot of other people in Jackson? Just, we're so close to making Jackson, I mean, it already is the best place to live, but you know, giving back is the key.
Gee, you ought to run for public office.
Yeah. Well, I love Jackson. I'm an ambassador whether I'm running for public office or not.
But your business story is a pretty interesting one,
well,
isn't it?
You know, I was 16 years old, and I mowed lawns, and I'd worked in the summertime doing different things, and I was mowing lawn for a body shop, and they asked me to come in and help them out one day, sweep the floors, and about a year later, I was working for Maaco. They came into town mid-70s, and I was their painter by the time I was a senior in high school. And then I started out on my own when I was 26 in a two-bay garage, my wife helping me mix paint and sand cars and tape them, and we've grown to over $6.5 million in sales, you know, which is, you know, we're very blessed. People are good to us in Jackson and Lansing. You know, we opened a store in Lansing 5 years ago, but Jackson's still the place for us. It's our workhorse.
Well, thanks for finding us this morning.
Come on. Thank you. Yeah, I went to the wrong place. I just automatically went to the radio station.
No breakfast out there.
No. And I was just talking around, and where's everybody? I just wasn't thinking.
Thanks for coming out, Phil. Hey, appreciate all you do for the community.
Thank you.
Phil Tripp, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Schwartzlander is going to wrap it up today.
Thanks, Greg. Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson and here at Bellinote. And thanks again to Brandon and Annette for breakfast this morning and their hospitality. Just a great place to have an event and be down here in downtown Jackson. So thanks again to WKHM, to Greg and Rick for hosting. And remember, you can get a podcast if you at home missing this, and you can jump on there and get a replay of it. So thanks again to our ambassadors, Molly Bolton and Beth James. And wave over here. Yep. So help me with the new members this month. We've got Allro Industrial Supply, Allro Metals Plus, Allro's Plastic, Art Van Furniture, Dave's Jackson Nissan, the Hibachi Grill Sushi Buffet Number 9 is coming into town, House of Devon Bridal, Huntington Bank out on East Michigan Ave, Indian Brook Trout Farm, JOD Real Estate Group, LNA Automotive, LTI Printing, Metawar Jewelers, Merchant Solutions International. We've got Michigan Center Community Schools joining us. We got Michigan Community Credit Union on Page Ave in Spring Arbor that's joining us. Old National Bank branches in Brooklyn and out on West Michigan joining us. We've got Professional Finishes, Representative Brett Roberts, Rooney Sewer Handyman and Cleaning Services, Texas Roadhouse, U.S. Staffing Agency, and so we got a lot of great new people joining us this month. So a round of applause for all of them. So, great job to Michael on a great push for all of our new members. So Michael Walters back here. So again, being active in the chamber is all about being at these events and really taking advantage of the networking opportunities and being involved. So a lot of great events that you can be a part of to help spread the word about your business and just meet and network. So we've got some great events coming up in December, Business After Hours with our 30 and under with Jackson Magazine. We got Lisa back here from... And that'll be December 1st, 5 to 7 at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. So also on December 4th for all of our new members and really anybody that's looking to catch up on what the chamber benefits are. We've got Coffee with the Chamber sponsored by ASK. That'll be at 7:30 in the morning, Friday, December 4th. We have December 7th, the Economic Luncheon. That'll be a higher education update with the presidents of Baker College, Jackson College, and Spring Arbor University. And that'll be 11:30 at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. So if you have any questions on those, you can give us a call at the office. If you want to RSVP for those as well, give us a call at the office. So anything else we've got?
All set.
Yep.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Thank you.
And we'll see you again January 26, 2016, next edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson. Thanks, everybody. Good crowd today.